The 12th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is about to conclude its first week of work here at the Vatican. For 3 weeks, bishops from all over the world are discussing the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. One topic which has been raised by many of the Synod Fathers is the quality of preaching by Catholic clergy. Archbishop Mark Coleridge of Canberra and Goulburn in Australia proposed a new tool to improve the quality of homilies in the Church.
I said that I am proposing a general homiletic directory along the lines of the general catechetical directory, which we've had since 1971, or the general instruction of the Roman Missal, that provides a framework that doesn't stifle the genius of particular churches or of individual preachers. I mean, I'm certainly not proposing a straitjacket, but my sense is more and more that we are at a point where the renewal of liturgical preaching called for by the Second Vatican Council hasn't happened yet as the Council intended. Now, therefore, I think we need to take stock of Catholic preaching. You often hear complaints about it. I mean, some of it's excellent. But you often hear complaints. Before I came to the Synod, I had a survey done in my own diocese. Some of the comments were positive, but many of them were not. So I think we need, on the one hand, to take stock very comprehensively and clear-sightedly of Catholic preaching as it now is, not put our head in the sand. And then, on the basis of that count, we need to be more systematic in teaching the art of preaching in places like seminaries and houses of formation. In other words, leaving less to chance or to whim.